This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said reduced GST rates will result in more savings for households and improved ease of doing business, extending his wishes to countrymen in a letter on the first day of Navratri yesterday. Mr. Modi said lower GST rates mean more savings for every household and greater ease for businesses. The Prime Minister said the next generation GST reforms have begun to make the presence felt, marking the start of a GST Bachat Utsav or GST Savings Festival across the country. He added that these reforms will boost savings and directly benefit every section of society, including farmers, women, youth, poor, middle class, traders and MSMEs. The Prime Minister said they will encourage greater growth and investments and accelerate the progress of every state and region.
आज से जीएसटी को भी हमने सिर्फ दो स्लैब तक सीमित कर दिया है 5% और 18%. बहुत सारी चीजें अब टैक्स फ्री हो गई है बाकी सामान पर भी टैक्स बहुत कम हो गया है कोई स्कूटर बाइक खरीदना है बाहर खाना पीने के लिए जाना है ये सब पहले से सस्ते हो गए हैं ये जीएसटी बचत उत्सव आपके लिए बहुत यादगार बनने वाला है
The second meeting of the India-France Special Task Force on Civil Nuclear Energy was held in New Delhi. It was co-chaired yesterday by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and Secretary General of the French Ministry for Europe and Foreign Affairs, Anne-Marie Descourt. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that during the meeting, both sides undertook a comprehensive review of the progress made over the past year through various meetings and consultations. It added that they agreed to remain in close touch over various key aspects of bilateral civil nuclear cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio on the sidelines of the 88th UN General Assembly session in New York, U.S. This marks the third in-person meeting between the two leaders this year. The last interaction took place on the 1st of July during the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Washington. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the meeting covered a range of bilateral and international issues of current concern. President Draupadi Murmu will present the awards to the winners at the 71st National Film Awards ceremony in New Delhi today. The Best Feature Film Award will be given to the Hindi movie 12th Fail, while Best Hindi Film Award will be presented to Hindi movie Kathal, a jackfruit mystery. National Film Awards in the Best Actor category will be conferred to actor Shah Rukh Khan for his film Jawan and actor Vikrant Messi for 12th Fail. Legendary actor, director and producer Mohanlal will also be conferred the prestigious Dadar Saab Phalke Award for the year 2023. Uttar Pradesh is set to host the 19th National Jamboree of Bharat Scouts and Guides, a week-long mega camp that will bring together thousands of youth from India and abroad. The week-long event will be held in Lucknow's Vrindavan scheme from November 23rd to 29th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the event on November 24th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted the Jewish community and the people of Israel on the auspicious occasion of the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hoped that New Year brings peace, hope and good health in everyone's life. The 10th National Ayurveda Day will be celebrated today at the All India Institute of Ayurveda, AIIA Goa, marking a historic milestone in the global promotion of traditional Indian medicine. It will be inaugurated by Union Minister of State, Independent Charge, Ministry of Ayush, Pratap Rao Jadhav. Mr. Sripad Yesso Naik, Union Minister of State, Ministry of Power and Ministry of New and Renewable Energy will also be present on the occasion. Hockey India has named the 18-member Indian Junior Men's Hockey Team for the upcoming Sultan of Johor Cup in Malaysia. Coach P.R. Srijesh yesterday expressed confidence in the squad and called the tournament a key platform ahead of the Junior World Cup. India, who won bronze last year, will begin the campaign against Great Britain on October 11. The reigning FIDE Women's World Cup champion Grandmaster Divya Deshmukh has been awarded a wildcard entry for the upcoming FIDE World Cup 2025. The competition is scheduled to take place in Goa from 31st of October. And that is the end of this news bulletin.